Welcome to Fire Shut Up in My Bones, ladies and gentlemen. Darren and I are here today. We have an interesting topic we want to discuss, something that has really on my mind for the longest time. And it's because of this idea of Democrats, Christians voting Democrat. I always thought about that. How can we look at a platform so wicked, an organization so evil, that has an evil past, a past of supporting slavery, segregation, and subjecting one group of people into pure squalor and taking away their individual rights? That's a subject we want to discuss in Fire Shut Up in My Bones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fire Shut Up in My Bones. And we're going to discuss a very interesting topic today. Should a Christian vote Democrat? I'm with my dad, Mr. Mortley, and this is your co-host, Darian. Should a Christian vote Democrat?
That's been an issue that really settles on my mind when I see someone that calls themselves a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. That means that individual belongs to the Lord. And one moment they're in church praising the Lord, and the next moment when it comes election time, when you look at their politics, they are on board with the Democrat Party in everything they do, everything they say, supporting it blindly. So therefore, I went and did my exploration as to what is this all about? And I'm going to tell you right now, I call those people, either they are carnal Christians, mm-hmm. or those Christians are not walking with the Lord, or they're more loyal to one group of people. They're loyal to the Democrat Party, and some of them that are black, they're more loyal to the complexion and color of their skin,
right,
than to God himself, the word of God itself. So where is your loyalty, my fellow Christian brothers, if you're out there listening to me?
Amen.
I'm going to read a scripture. Okay, that really, the Lord really spoke to my heart about this. And God, you know, there are times when I ponder things, issues, and I prayed about an issue. And during my devotion, the Lord does point me to scriptures. Okay, and this is the issue with today's so-called born-again Christian. Matter of fact, when you look at today's Democrat Party and you support them, you go to the polls and you vote for them, I question your salvation.
Right.
Either you're a carnal Christian, a backsliding Christian, or you're not saved.
Right.
You are far away from the Lord as the east is to the west.
Right.
Now look at this. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I'm reading. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And listen to this, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but ye transform. See that? Transform. When you're saved, you're not being transformed. Your mind's supposed to be transformed. Your attitude's supposed to be transformed. Your way of thinking's supposed to be transformed. Okay? You go from death unto life. You go from being fleshly to spiritual. Okay? And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Not just your body to peace be transformed, but the way you think supposed to be transformed. Okay? Your biblical, your worldly thinking, you must stop being thinking worldly and start thinking biblically. So therefore, if you call yourself a Christian, when you go to the polls to vote, you should be voting biblical.
Amen.
Okay? And it's a renewing of your mind that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The problem with today's Christians is that a lot of today's Christians, they do not have a biblical worldview.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, if you don't have a biblical worldview, then there's something wrong with your walk with God.
Right.
A Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, a Christian is supposed to open up the scriptures, look at the issues of today, and say, where does that line up with the Bible? And if it doesn't line up with the Bible, then therefore you can't support it.
Exactly.
You must not support it. You must not speak will of it. You must turn your back on it. Okay? And that is a problem today, especially black Christians. I'm pointing my fingers to black Christians today. They're more loyal to the complexion of your skin than to the Lord himself.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, my friend, my brother, who is your God?
Amen.
I want to know, who's your God? Don't tell me that you love the Lord and then you go and vote Democrat. Look at the Democrat Party today. Matter of fact, some people will try and tell me that the Democrat Party has changed. The Democrat Party is not the same Democrat Party a long time ago. No, it is the same Democrat Party that is for slavery, was for slavery, and the same Democrat Party today that was for slavery, they haven't changed. Look at their rule book. If they can't get what they want, they fight for it. Exactly. They create nothing but problems. They create mayhem on the street. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. The Democrat Party is behind it.
Right.
And if you have issues about what I'm saying right now, call me, challenge me. If you disagree with me, challenge me. And if you come in and you call in here talking nonsense, I have your head spinning 360 degrees when it comes to righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Democrat Party is an evil organization. Okay?
Yeah, so that's what a lot of people believe today. Did the Democrats Party and Republican Party switch roles?
Rubbish.
Right. And
okay, if that's the case, if that's the case, if someone wants to tell me that the Republican Party is a racist organization, because what happened, they listen to the news, they listen to the propaganda, and they saw it hook, line, and sinker. But I have a question. Name me one racist law the Republican Party enacted and signed into law and waited. Zero. A big, fat zero. Let's go into the history of the Democrat Party, because a lot of people, especially Black people, do not know the history of the Democrat Party, nor do they know the history of the Republican Party. The Republican Party got started in 1854. It was an abolitionist party. After the Revolutionary War, they were stuck with the issue of slavery. Okay? It got started, matter of fact, by this guy named Charles Sumner. In May 1854, a number of anti-slavery Democrats in Congress, along with some anti-slavery members from other political parties, because some of the Democrat people of the Democrat Party walked away from the Democrat Party because of the issue of slavery. Mm-hmm. Okay? Along with the Whigs, Free Soilers, and Emancipationists, formed a new political party to fight slavery and secure equal civil rights for Black Americans. The name of that party, they called it the Republican Party, because they wanted to return to the principles of freedom and equality first set forth in the governing documents of the Republic, before pro-slavery members of Congress had prevented those original principles. There were people on Capitol Hill at the time that our pro-slavery, majority of them, Democrat. Okay? One of the founders of the new party was U.S. Senator Charles Sumner, who had taken the seat of the great Senator Daniel Webster. Mm-hmm. Sumner had a record of promoting civil rights. In fact, he had championed the desegregation of public schools in Boston. Mm-hmm. And argued on the issue before the state Supreme Court. Let me take my sip, my throat can dry. In 1856, Sumner gave a two-day-long speech in the U.S. Senate against slavery. Following that speech, a Democratic representative, Preston Brooks, from South Carolina, came from the House across the rotunda on the Capitol and over to the Senate, where he literally clubbed down Sumner on the floor of the Senate, knocked him unconscious, and beat him almost to death. According to sources of that day, many Democrats thought that Sumner clubbing was deserved. Mm. Hey, I'm here to tell you the Democrat Party never changed. Don't expect a leopard to change his spots, okay? Clubbing was deserved and even amused them. It was 3.5 years before Sumner recovered his health sufficient to return to the Senate. And not surprisingly, the first speech he delivered on the return on the Senate was against slavery. What happened to the Democrat Preston Brooks following the vicious attack on Sumner? He was proclaimed a sovereign hero and easily reelected to Congress. I'm here to tell you, from the very beginning, the Democrat Party was an evil organization. Let's fast forward to 1941. A young lady gave a speech in New Jersey in front of the wives of the Ku Klux Klan. as to why she wants abortion. She said her name was Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
She is the one that started Planned Parenthood. And she said the first and foremost people that she wants to get aborted in these clinics, abortion clinics, were black people because they're weeds. Mm-hmm. And she wants to be rid of them. Okay? The Democrat Party, from there on, supported that organization, Planned Parenthood, until this day. Okay? Interestingly, a lot of black people, black pastors, black leaders within the Democrat Party supports abortion. 40% of all aborted babies up to this very day are black babies. Mm-hmm. Okay? The native-born black Americans in this country are being eliminated either by crimes on the street or abortion clinics. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're about to be extinct. True story. And those of you that listen to me, look at the record. Look at it. Look at the issues. Don't shy away from it. But yet, most of you out there, call yourself Christians, each time election time rolls around, you go and vote Democrat. I tell you what, you're sinning against God. If you call yourself a Christian, you're sinning against God. And I call upon you to repent of such sin and wickedness.
Amen.
People might say that, yo, we shouldn't discuss politics. I don't care who you vote for. God cares who you vote for.
Right.
When you vote for somebody that is a reprobate, he's wicked, he's evil, he's against God, and you call yourself a Christian, and you go vote for that individual, I must say to you right now, you are supporting his behavior, and you're putting your stamp of approval of his conduct and behavior.
Amen.
Today, the Democrat Party is all about supporting sodomite behavior. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are giving us gay marriage, sodomite marriage. They're the ones that are giving us support this LGBTQ alphabet people, these wicked transvestites. They're the ones supporting that. And what else do they support? Open borders, allowing illegal aliens to come to the country. And creating all kinds of crime, and they turn their back on that, they notice nothing. They're a wicked organization. Mm-hmm. How can you call yourself a Christian supporting the Democrat Party today? I don't know, but I tell you what, you're going to have one day stand before the Lord and give an account of your behavior.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's the thing. You can't call yourself a Christian. The Christian means follower of Christ. This party, the Democrat Party, do they follow anything that has to do with Christ?
In 2012, during their campaign, when Obama was seeking a second term, they voted five times to get God on their platform. You know they had to vote five times? Because the first four times, the people at the convention voted no to God.
So there you go.
And you call yourself a Christian, and you go support them. Mm-hmm. I know a lady right now that comes to our church. She despised everything we're about. She was a racist. She's a straight up racist. I have an issue with our pastor. And she supports everything the Democrat Party is all about. And yet she's the first one to stand up and give a testimony. If I was the pastor, I'll tell her to shut up and take a walk out of our church. Take your leave. And right. Do not come among us. What she attempted to do was corrupt the rest of the congregation. That's what she was trying to do.
Why do you think there's some Christians like, you know, we know some right now, you know, they might listen to the program. We don't want to embarrass anyone, but why do you think it's because of ignorance why certain black Christians vote Democrat? Or is it both? Like some, they're just skin color first rather than Jesus.
They're in denial.
They don't
believe this stuff. I honestly think that if you talk to some of them, I've spoken to some of them, and what I have, the conclusion that I've arrived at. Is that they are in denial of the truth. They are afraid of the truth. Mm-hmm. When you tell some of them that, when they talk about slavery, they think only black people, only white people supported slavery. And most white people was not into slavery. I come to find out, only 6% of the white population in this country owned slaves. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the calculated figure I've gotten. Okay? And when you tell them that black people in Africa sold blacks into slavery.
Yeah.
They tiptoe on the issue. They can't believe it. They have this belief that white men are so evil and only them are capable of certain evils such as slavery and black people are pure and holy. We're not. We are pagan, wicked people, just like everybody else. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
So any kind of sin is out there. Just about every race of people is guilty of that particular wickedness.
Right.
So when you're trying to say that, look at it as a white man inventor of slavery. No. Even white people end up being slaves at one point. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's where the word came from.
Exactly.
Slavic and all that.
Exactly. So when you tell them, black people sold blacks into slavery, that's part of the issue they don't want to look at. All this thing about reparation of slavery, reparation for slavery. Oh, we should get reparation of slavery. Okay, good. Who are you going to get it from? Now, I would agree that reparation of slavery should be paid out, but let the Democrat Party pay for it. Yeah, let the Democrat Party pay for it. Them alone. All this cancel culture, they want to cancel this and cancel that. How come nobody's canceled the Democrat Party? They, right now, they are the most wicked entity in this country, wicked organization. Look at the anti-lynching law. The Democrat Party fought against that.
Right.
Every step of the way. Let's see if I can find it in my little book here, my little notebook, about the anti-lynching laws. And then people try to sugarcoat it and say, oh, those were Northern Democrats. The Northern Democrats voted 95-98% of the time with Southern Democrats. To me, they're all Democrats. There's no thing to me as Southern Democrats, Northern Democrats. The Northern Democrats' nickname was the Copperheads. Every time you turn around, they voted alongside the Southern Democrats for slavery, for segregation. Okay, of all forms of violent intimidation by lynching were far most effective. Between 1880 to 1964, 4,743 individuals were lynched. 3,446 blacks and 1,297 whites. Republicans led the effort to pass federal anti-lynching laws, and their platform consistently called for a ban on lynching. Democrats successfully blocked those bills, and their platforms were never did condemn lynching. One of the many Republicans attempted to ban lynching occurred in 1921 when Republican Representative Lloyd S. Dyer of Missouri introduced yet another federal anti-lynching bill. It was once again stalled by the Democrats. Is anybody out there listening? It was stalled by the Democrats. An effect of that delay was costly. The NAACP sadly reported that since the introduction of the Dyer anti-lynching bill in Congress on April 11, 1921, there have been 28 persons murdered by lynchings in the United States. Hmm. The Dyer bill was eventually killed by Democrats. And every single anti-lynching bill introduced in Congress, including those occasionally introduced by a Democrat. As a result of the Democrats' obstruction of this issue, Congress never passed an anti-lynching bill. There you go.
Is it true that the Democrat Party were members of the KKK?
The Democrat Party started the KKK. Matter of fact, the guy who is Bedford Forrest. I can't remember his name. Bedford. It will come back to me. Well, mingling was Bedford Forrest. He was a Confederate general. And in 1860 in Pulaski, Tennessee, Nathan Bedford Forrest. Okay. It basically was designed to stop the spread of Republicanism in the South. Okay. And it came out of the Democrat Party. Matter of fact, just about every time there is the presidential time campaign, the Democrats have members of the Ku Klux Klan right there among them, even on the platform, on their stage, giving speech with them. True story. And black people will vote Democrat.
Like that.
What's and
that
Christian name? People support the Democrat Party.
Right.
Look in your history. And to me, it's like a Jewish person voting for somebody who represent the Nazi Party of today. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, how would a Jewish person do such a thing? Most Jewish people say, oh, no, I'll never do such a thing. But why is it black people and Christians voting Democrat?
Right.
That I cannot understand. You know, when I came to this country from Jamaica, I thought everybody that was a Christian was conservative. Okay, they call themselves Christian was conservative. But the more I studied the issue and talked to people, I realized that they're not what they're actually said they were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they don't. They might act like they think conservative, but yet they go out there and vote Democrat. Right now, when Obama was running for office, they're in our church. I know two people actually vote for Obama.
Yeah.
And they sat in our church year after year, here preaching, here teaching. And I don't know what Obama could have possibly said. They had to go vote for him. And I looked at them and I said, and they said, we need to give him a chance. I said, I looked at them and said, give him a chance to do what?
Just to mess up the country.
Give him a chance to do what? And people were shocked when they looked at me. I said, you're not going to vote for Obama? I said, no, because he's black. I'm not going to turn my back on the Lord because of someone's skin color.
Right.
No. Am I supposed to be loyal to the color of my skin? What is my race have ever done for me?
Mm-hmm.
My race died on the cross of my sins?
Right.
Whatever happened to Christian principles?
Right.
No one has no principles anymore? No one has no Christian principle anymore? No biblical principle? They're willing to swap that for what? To me, I equate those people that sold out Jesus Christ like Judas for 30 pieces of silver.
Yep. And look what they get left with.
Look what they get left with.
Right.
They'll turn them back on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of people, I think it's somewhere in the book of Matthew. Those kind of people, I do believe those kind of people, Darian, when things really get tough, when things going to get rough, when persecution starts to be Christian, they're going to back out because they want these crumbs that falls to the master's table.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what they want. Okay? They sell out the Lord Jesus Christ for a crumb of bread.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people that call themselves Christians.
Yeah, I think it was something like they'll turn you into the synagogues and thinking that you're doing God a service. To expand more on the how racist the Democrat Party was and still is, like George Wallace, he was the one that said segregation now, segregation.
And that was long ago. That was long ago.
1963.
Okay. That was long ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This current president supported segregation.
Yeah.
Okay. All the Democrats. Members like Bill Clinton, Al Gore, even them, they can point to the people that they supported that were segregationists, and yet the black people run right. You know, the problem is, I see some of the black leaders of today, their body was freed, but their minds were not free. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Oh, I was about to mention that about their minds being not free. Like you said, when I asked you, like, why did they still vote Democrat and they're in denial? Well, you know the verse, the truth shall make you free?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they don't want to accept the truth, their minds are going to be enslaved.
Once again, it goes back to Romans chapter 12. When we discuss that your mind to be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about looking at scriptures.
Right.
Accept what the word of God says and go along with the word of God says. Okay, stuff. Always look at the issue. For example, I remember talking to a young lady, and she says, "Oh, when my daughter turns a certain age, I'm going to make sure she give her condom."
Oh, come on.
And I said, "Why?" I said, "Why are you going to do that?"
Right.
But you know why she said something like that? Because what they keep on drumming on the TV stations and the radio. And I said, "Why don't you tell her to abstain from that kind of behavior? And she don't have to worry about getting pregnant."
Yes, exactly.
And she said, that's what a good parents do. You see these men saying that they're going to give their sons condoms to walk around in their wallet. And I said, what for? I said, I'm about to tell your sons to remain pure.
Right.
No. But you see, to them, that's been a good dad. But you know what the problem is? They don't look at the issue from a biblical point of view. If you look at what the Bible says about those behaviors, those issues, then you're going to be in agree with God.
Right.
They're thinking worldly. These Christians do not think biblically. They're thinking worldly. They want to get along with the world. They want to, like I said, the scriptures talk about being in conformity. And I say it again, if someone calls himself a Christian or a Democrat, they are basically, they're not going along with scriptures. They're conforming to the world, the rudiments of the world. A matter of fact, even some of these so-called preachers are preaching from their pulpit, okay, supporting the Democrat Party platform. Those pastors are not proper pastors. Those are wolves in sheep clothes. Those are false teachers.
Like J.C. Jackson and all these folks.
Exactly.
Like Mr. Tripp said, you don't see them up there with a sign that says John 3:16.
No, they don't preach salvation. They themselves probably are not even saved.
Who is it that said, don't let a tragedy go to waste?
The person name is Saul Alinsky.
Okay.
Wrote that book called Roots Radicals.
Then that's Jesse Jackson and his people. They always show up and making things worse.
Yeah.
Making things worse. There's this Pastor Porsche right there.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, man. Like I said, people got to be careful who they support when they go to the polls. Matter of fact, let me read this quote right here. I lost my place, but I'm going to find it again. Okay, this is Charles Finney, right? The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent ground in politics, or the Lord will curse them. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time has come when they must act differently. Christians seem to act as if they thought God did not see what they do in politics. Mm. But I tell you, he does. See, he does see it, and he will bless or curse this nation according to the course they, the Christians, take in politics. So when voting, no vote shall be cast solely on the basis of any party. The values of each individual candidate must be examined using the standard of biblical righteousness cited by Frederick Douglass, the principle for Christianity as cited by Robert Brown Elliott, and an awareness that votes will answer to God for their vote as pointed out by Charles Finney. Let me tell you something. Interesting what he says right here, okay? Based on biblical righteousness. Once again, how can you go and vote for somebody that supports abortion? How can you vote for a party? Matter of fact, I think it was in New York and Virginia. They passed this bill where that a baby can be aborted upon the day of the mother giving birth. If that's not blatant murder, I don't know what else is. Okay? That is murder.
Right.
Okay? Innocent. Now, how can God bless a nation like that? How can God bless this country where the people of God of an issue of right and wrong.
Right.
Okay? And the pulpits, a lot of the pulpits today are silent about this issue.
Right.
Okay? That's the shedding of innocent blood. And I tell you what, when a nation, there are three ways you get God to judge a nation. Okay? One of it is the shedding of innocent blood. Mm-hmm. This country is guilty of the shedding of innocent blood. Mm-hmm. Okay? The next is the open acceptance of sodomy.
Oh my goodness. Look at this month.
Okay. The open acceptance, you know, when did we ever talk and see in our country Pride Month? Mm-hmm. Supporting this filth. Mm-hmm. Okay. And thirdly, we having issues with Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. Those three things, God will lift his hands of blessing of this country.
And he already has.
Okay. And I do believe slowly this country is being judged.
Right.
Okay. One of the ways that God will judge a nation is that he give them wicked leaders.
Yeah.
Okay? When turn us over to wicked leaders. I do believe this pandemic of shutting down the country is one of God's judgment. Mm-hmm. God is knocking us on tapping our shoulder. I say, hey, what else do I need to do to give you guys to wake up? Okay? And a lot of the issue is because of Christians.
Right.
Christians. Voting the way they vote. If anybody out there listening to me, I'm appealing. If you call yourself a born-again babbling Christian, you have to be careful of who you vote for. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful of the party they support. And let me tell you something. I'm born-again babbling Christian first and foremost. And I lean Republican very much. But I do have I know there are people who will be mad at me for what I'm about to reveal. The first time Trump ran for election, I didn't know who or what he was about. Mm-hmm. And I did not vote. Mm-hmm. Because I have to answer to God. Mm-hmm. I did not jump in the bandwagon who's going to support Trump.
Right.
Okay? The second time I went around, I voted for him.
Right.
First time I went around, I stayed home. I said, I'm not voting.
Right.
And people say, I can't believe you. No. Where is your Christian principle?
Right.
I'm not going to vote for, and guess what? The Republican Party now, they are leaning too much liberal. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'd rather not vote at all. Okay? If I have no one to vote for, I'm not just going to vote just to vote.
Right.
Because I have to answer to the Lord. My allegiance is to the Lord and not to a political party. One person told me that he voted for the Democrat. The Democrat is conservative. And I said, well, I never seen a Democrat that I consider conservative.
They never were.
Okay?
They never were. I have a question also, right? Like you mentioned at the beginning of the program, the Democrat Party was a combination of the Whigs and all these other makeup supporting freedom. That was their party, right? Abolitionists. How in the world did the Republican Party let this information escape them?
I do honestly believe this is why I look at it. I am suspicious. I am very suspicious. Okay, if you watch the movie, you know, I know it's a movie, mm-hmm. right? Look at when William in the movie, A Brave Heart, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the battlefield, okay, they told William Wallace that they're going to be out there in the battlefield, okay? They're going to be at the battlefield. And when he signaled the other group of Scotsmen out there to move in on the battlefield and do what he wanted to do, right? He gave them a signal and they stood right there and looked and they just took their horse and turned their back on him. I'm very suspicious of the of members of the Republican Party. They see what's happening, okay? And no one is saying anything.
Right.
They listen to the people out there accusing them of being racist. You have Joe Biden who go out there and make statements like, they want to put you back in chains. They're saying that we are so ignorant. Most of us are so ignorant. We don't know the true history of the Democrat Party. And there are people out there who think that the Republican Party was a party of slavery. Mm-hmm. You know why they believe that? It's because that lie been told so many times, so many times, so many times. The party of slavery, the party of segregation, the party of racism. I'm pinning the label on the Republican Party. And the Republican Party stay silent. To the point where I'm suspicious that they want that to happen. Okay? I'm suspicious that they are willing to watch that happen and they say nothing. I honestly think the Republican Party has been infiltrated by Democrats, Republicans, Democrats cloak themselves as Republican. I honestly think that.
Right.
Because why is that those truths are not being pointed out? Because there are people that are mentally lazy. There are people out there who's willing to believe what they want to believe.
And that research.
And that right. research. And that's what the Democrats are counting on their ignorance. Okay, and I'm very suspicious of that.
It's kind of like what Hitler said, that jerk, through clever and constant application of propaganda, people can be made to see paradise as hell, and also the other way around, to consider the most wretched sort of life as paradise.
Exactly. There's a notepad, something I have in my notes that I wanted to see. It's on my cell phone out there. Okay, let me show you something. Okay, and it's Maximilian Robespierre made this statement a long time ago. Okay, y'all, everybody out there that knows history know who Maximus Robespierre is or was. Okay, but he was the one that presided over the, I think it was the one that was into the French Revolution, right? He said, the secret of freedom lies in the educating people, right? That secret of freedom lies in educating people, okay? You got to tell people about the history of this country. Mm-hmm. You got to tell the people the true history of this country. You got to let people know who the Democrat Party is and the Republican Party is and what they're responsible for, okay? You got to let people know all of this. People need to know the Constitution. The school system is not doing that, okay? Whereas... Okay, let me read again. The secret of freedom lies in the educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is keeping them ignorant.
Mm.
Okay? Keeping people ignorant is the key to bring in a tyrannical government. And I do believe that a lot of us out here today, especially Christians, are ignorant. They watch CNN. They sit down and listen to Oprah Winfrey. They sit down and listen to, what the guy, Phil?
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. And listen to nothing but propaganda be pounded on them. You know, when I work at the hospital, I go to do my rounds and I see what people watching on TV, right? And if Fox is on, right? There are people, so many nurses are, oh, you watch Fox? They don't want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling to them, Fox is biased. But they're willing to turn it on and listen to MSNBC. These people, the Morning Joe, or what are I call it the Morning Joke. Okay, Mika Brzezinski and that other idiot. That's all they rather listen to talking foolishness, right? I mean, I'm telling lies. That's all they do. If you listen to it, it's just pure lies, left and right. People willing to listen to that stuff. Okay, and CNN. Okay, and I find it amazing how people can be so easily persuaded, so easily influenced.
Yeah.
And people listen to that stuff. You go to the hospital, and then you go to the next room. There was something like those talk shows where people fight each other.
Oh yeah, God, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, all this kind of crazy stuff. That's what they watch. And I look at them and say, I can't believe people sit there and watch that stuff like that all day long. And you go to the next room, see people watching soap opera. All they're watching is someone cheating on someone's wife, and someone's wife is cheating on her husband, and someone trying to swim with somebody out of inheritance. That's all they watch, right? And nothing up here. No one wants to read a book and do their own research and study anything. Look how many books I got upstairs. It's not because I crave information. And you must also have discernment to know when you're reading rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
To when you're reading something that is of substantial issues, something that have some truth to it, okay? You got to know when to absorb it and when not to absorb it. Read it with an open mind to get information. That's why this stuff about COVID, most of COVID, this COVID coronavirus COVID stuff is a bunch of lies. They claim that 600,000 Americans die from that stuff. Really, the real death from coronavirus, about 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's quoting Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, of thy God, and I will also forget thy children. You know, interestingly, it said, you will no longer priest. When someone accepts Christ the Lord and Savior, they're basically a priest.
Yeah, royal priesthood. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, you're part of the priesthood. Now, he said because you've rejected knowledge, they're going to reject you. If you're not studying the scriptures, you're not going to get no knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that a lot of Christians are going for Democrat. They're not reading the Bible.
No, they can't.
You can't tell me that you spend time reading your Bible and then go vote Democrat.
Right.
When I read the word of God, Darian, if there's something that I'm doing and something that I'm lacking, I come under conviction.
Amen.
Okay? Either that they're not saved and I'm not reading the Bible, or they're saved and basically have no knowledge of the scriptures at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, I do believe, some of these pastors, they're not teaching their people anything, especially a young Christian.
Right.
You know, there are people that when they got saved, When they first got saved, they're open. There's some people, when they got saved, they're open to change their ways of how they think. And some of them, you can easily mold them. And there's some people, you can't tell them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of Christians will not last at all.
Yep. Going back to Americans just believe in everything, CNN and always watching that, it's really insulting that the communist Nikita Khrushchev said this about us Americans years ago. It was as if he had a crystal ball and was looking to the future. This is what he said. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we'll keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you finally wake up and find you already have communism.
True story.
We won't have to fight you. We'll so weaken your economy. Look what happened last year. Mm-hmm. We'll so weaken your economy until you fall like an overripe fruit into our hands.
That is so true. And right now,
this country is basically ushering communism with this critical race theory that they have in the public school. This country all this nonsense that has come up with Juneteenth, which is utter foolishness. I reject it. And that's what's happening. Matter of fact, if you want to see where the Democrat Party, as people said that the old Democrat Party is not Democrat in the past, like it's some great party. It was no great party from the beginning. The Democrat Party oppressed black people. Mm-hmm. It's a party that oppressed black people. Once again, I don't know why so many black people, you know, that's what every election year, except for this one, I think they're right about 10%, 85% of America, of black Americans voted Democrat this time. So the numbers are dwindling. But in past election, 95 or 97% of black Americans voting Democrat, that doesn't make any sense to me. Okay? But goes back to what we're saying. The most interesting speech that was ever given by Ronald Reagan, I think that was the best speech he ever gave. It was in 1964. He gave this one-hour speech supporting Barry Goldwater and why he was supporting Barry Goldwater. And Reagan said that he was a Democrat. And he made this statement. He said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party left me. And he said in something interesting. He said, the Democrat Party has become the party of Stalin and Chairman and Lenin. Mm-hmm. That's what the statements of Ronald Reagan. If people out there listening to me and don't believe what I just said, go on. He's still on YouTube. Ronald Reagan, YouTube. He said, I think the name of his speech is A Time to Choose.
A Time to Choose.
Yeah.
Is there something that you can tell the audience? We're talking about knowledge. The Bible says, Proverbs 19:2, also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hastes with his feet sinneth. I mean, the haste of the voting polls and voting for wicked folks, right?
Yeah, so, I'll look at the skin. Well, once again, the haste over there to vote, not thinking on the Lord, look at the issue.
For our audience, what books do you recommend that they can educate themselves on these matters?
As far as the Democrat Party, there's a lot of books out there. Okay, there is one book that is from David Barton. David Barton is a born-again Christian, and he have this thing on his website called Wall Builders, and he has a lot of beautiful black history. Okay, and also about the history of the Democrat Party. And it says American history in black and white. Okay, I really support that book. It really opened my eyes to a lot of issues. Matter of fact, I'm gonna say this. If these black people right now rose from the dead and look at their black ancestors today, immediately after the Civil War, okay, everybody that was black was voting Republican. Okay, the first 6 to 7 people that was elected to office, black people elected to office, they were all Republicans. Mm. Okay, black people in this country has a rich history at the beginning of this country. If you look at the picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware River, there are two black people. There's a famous picture when he crossed the Delaware River, George Washington stood on a boat with the American flag at the time, crossing the Delaware River. The two people up front of the boat were black people.
Yeah.
Okay, we're
what were free. Names?
I forgot their names. I think one of them called was Prince Whipple and Oliver Cromwell were their names. Okay. Preacher Sale was a black patriot who was a hero of the 1775 Battle of Bunker Hill. He also fought as one of the legendary Minutemen and was a soldier at the battles of Saratoga and Stony Point. In fact, a monument was erected into his memory in Massachusetts to commemorate his life and deeds. Okay, so black people have always been patriots in this country in the past, and they never voted Democrat. Yep. Okay, and matter of fact, this particular book will tell you that history. There's another book that I recommend for people to read. Okay? It's called Unfounded Loyalty by Wayne Perryman. Okay? He basically did his research and the bibliography is in his book. He did a really intense research. And the reason he said he did this research because he grew up, always believed in the Democrat Party, and there was some white kids at this church. They looked as white teenager looked at him and he says, why are you black people voting Democrat? And he looked at those kids and he said, what are you talking about? Black people always vote Democrats. And I said, and he told him, he said, the first group of black people in this country were all Republicans. And he, and those teenagers challenged him to do his research and to and exactly what he did. And he said, with all honestly, he said he went to his research and was shocked at his findings. Okay? Another book, if you can look up this book on Amazon, it's called The Negro Project. That's another excellent book to read. There's all kinds of information out there. It's all about whether you're honest with yourself and accept the facts.
I forgot the author.
It was this gentleman. I lose my train of thought here. Benjamin Franklin. He said, "The sting in every brook is the truth."
Was it Bruce? Man, the guy's name's messed up on this book.
Yellow
Bruce Cleary?
I think so. He's got the Negro Project.
Oh, another one is PragerU. PragerU has a lot of informative videos.
People need to get off the internet, get off Facebook, and stop listening to Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil and all these other people and absorb knowledge. There's a lot of truths out there. It's all about whether you want to accept the truth or not. If someone don't want to accept the truth, there's nothing you can do for them.
Yeah, it's true.
If someone doesn't want to accept the truth, there's nothing you can do.
Well, it looks like we're wrapping up here. Just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Pastor Porsche, our pastor there, thanks for listening. Tawa, and the good, the bad, and ugly truth entered the live studio. So thank you for listening, and God bless. Thank you for listening.
Play the music. Let's play some music. Stay tuned for the next segment, for the next teaching on scriptures and about our, giving our thoughts out there. I don't know what topic we're going to come up with next, but when we come up with a topic, we'll let you all know about it. I like studying and sending information out there. I'm speaking from my heart about, it's always bothered me over the years as to why so many Christians are voting Democrat. No true Christian should be voting Democrat. If you call yourself a child of God, you should be your walk with the Lord to influence who you support and who you vote for.
Amen.
As I looked around me, thanks, Dan.
No problem. We let it play for 4 minutes. As we're in the program, I saw Pastor Porsche shout out really fast. He's like, that's him right there. Because I told him we're going to do it.
What's the good, the bad, and the ugly?
I'm not sure. Because sometimes randomly we'll have a group that comes on here.
It put his heart up there, though.
Yeah, it's like a light.
I think I did see that on Facebook. Go to something like "I'm the good bad and the ugly."
That reminds me of something from Clint Eastwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, ugly.
But it put a heart out there, though.
It's like a like. Yeah, we're still alive too.
Marissa?
No, we're still alive. Marissa needs to listen to it. She has unlimited data now. She'll be on there. She loves Paul. She'll be on there too. So, sweetheart, be quiet. Nice.
I should go put Marissa in the color. You're correct. Marissa, no, come on, Marissa. No.
Yeah, that'll be good. Maybe that's how Moses felt too. Like, come on, guys. You saw the miracles of God, and guys, like, how long must I suffer these people? And you see these people just, they know what the party stands for, and still gotta vote for them anyway. Makes no sense.
Say you study something to keep pushing.
Let's do it.